So how do we experience and manifest this child of light born into the struggle of the dark night? One way we can do that is to respond to the invitation. Many of us as a child or young person would have had a sense of a loving call or invitation from God or the sacred. And the fact that we are gathered in this online way here means that we have held onto that thread of hope. In a recent talk that I shared on the Solitude website, Kerrigan McCarthy talked about the parable of the pearl of great price, the precious pearl, and pointed out that in this parable, the kingdom of God is likened to a merchant seeking the pearl. In other words, what she is saying is that we are the pearl of great price, being sought by God. And the cracks that we have experienced in life are the cracking open of the shell to reveal the treasured pearl. In a recent reflection by Nadia Boltz-Weber on the Annunciation, she comments that in the same way that God sent the angel to find Mary, we are sought and found, and given the message, "Greetings, you who are highly favored, the Lord is with you." You may want to take a moment to hear that. Greetings, you who are highly favored, the Lord is with you. And so putting these two together, you are the precious pearl that God seeks and finds. You are the one to whom God says, "Greetings, you who are highly favored, the Lord is with you." And in her reflection on this, Nadia Boltz-Weber comments that it is Mary's audaciousness in believing this greeting that allows her to say, "Yes, may it be with me as you have said." It is her receptivity to this message of her belovedness that allows Christ to be born through her into this world. Christ is born where we know we have found favor with God, where the soul feels its worth. I'll quote a few lines from the reflection of this talk by Boltz-Weber. She wrote, "Maybe the really outrageous act of faith on Mary's part was trusting that she had found favor with God. This, it seems to me, is a vital and overlooked miracle of the Annunciation story." But she goes on to say that although we assume this is because of Mary's pureness, her special goodness or virtue, this is unlikely given the character of Jesus. And she goes on to say in her wonderfully cheeky, lively way, "If the way God seems to favor prostitutes and tax collectors and adulterous kings over the smug, righteous, and powerful is any indication, then I think it's safe to assume that it is God's nature to look upon young peasant girls with favor." She goes on to say, "Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee." That's how the prayer goes, grace. The one thing you simply cannot earn. And she goes on to say, "I think that this is exactly what Mary understood, that what qualifies us for God's grace isn't our goodness or virtue. What qualifies us for God's grace is nothing more than our need for God's grace." She ends her reflection, "I hope you hear a divine yes this season. In other words, may your soul feel its worth." And as Henri Nouwen points out, the wonderful writer about knowing our belovedness, once we have received these words about our belovedness fully, we are set free from our compulsion to prove ourselves to the world and can live in it without belonging to it, allowing us to be free to respond to the call of love, to love and to act with the love of Jesus. He wrote, "I am convinced that I will truly be able to love the world when I fully believe that I am loved far beyond its boundaries." So as you listen to this next carol, may your soul feel its worth as you open your heart to receive the gift of God's love and God's gift afresh.